Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and her. She was married.
That's huge news there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a but I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her look. I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the
Can you still vote for him after the tape? I asked the mature Christian woman. Here is her answer. Heck yeah, she wrote. We're not voting for a saint. We're voting for someone tough enough to lead the free world. What's a little locker room banter compared to that? Now, welcome to the Savage Nation. I'm going to talk about the statement itself made by Mr. Trump in private several years ago before a Bush family member. Of course, you remember it was the Bushes who torpedoed him. It was, all the stations. This was the Bush family really angry that an outsider's come along and upset Fat Boy from becoming president. You know, just what we needed, a third Bush term. Wasn't bad enough, 12 years of them. They wanted another 8. So Trump knocked the Bush son out, so they did this to him. And I put this up on my Facebook on Saturday, and I got 750,000 people were reached. It is the number one story I have ever had a response to on the Michael Savage Facebook page. That's number one. It's the hottest story there is. And then, of course, I'm going to talk about some of your comments to me on the Facebook. I'm going to talk about the debate, my opinion, in a second or two. I am going to talk about the yesterday in San Francisco, which is one of the great days in my life. It was not only Blue Angels flying overhead with all of the left-wing vermin hiding in their rat traps. You should have seen the real faces of America. I mean, if you saw what I saw, all races, all thrilled to death to be Americans. They were so happy to be patriotic yesterday. You could almost feel that it was palpable. The love for America, the respect for the military. You could feel the hearts beating in the street. The only ones missing were the vermin. The vermin were in their dirty nightclubs having dirty sex with each other or using drugs or in mental hospitals. That includes the entire board of supervisors and the mayor. They weren't anywhere to be seen. I didn't see them. And also, I was sitting yesterday at the Pinocchio restaurant in North Beach. I love this. It's no longer called the Columbus Day Parade. This parade has been going on there since 1866. You talk about a community that has deep roots in a city. It's the Italian community in San Francisco. You don't know what anything's like till you've touched that community and they touch you. 1866, the parade goes on every year since 1866. So I sat there outside the Pinocchio restaurant, which my friend Giovanni owns. I got to tell you more about it later. They've changed it from Columbus Day Parade. Now it's Heritage Day Parade because of the left-wing fanatics screaming about the Indians and this and that. Next, they'll take out the word for Italian off it. They can't call it Italian Heritage because it's too exclusive. It's not inclusive enough to say Italian Heritage. They'll make them call it Heritage Day Parade. It's time we fought back against the black shirts on the left. That's all I can tell you. So I'll tell you about the food. I'll tell you about the parade. I'll tell you about my dog Teddy next to the ponies that were dancing in the streets in the middle of the parade. I'll tell you about the multicultural face of the Columbus Day Parade and how the future of America is beautiful and how evil the media is. And we don't have to go any further than how evil the media is than saying two words, Anderson Stupa and Martha Ratjazz. I mean, Anderson Stupa was always a low-life, empty shell, a nobody, a rich boy from a shady mother, a pretty boy with tight dungarees who got excited every time he saw somebody with a cell phone in their back pocket. He ran off with a bush jacket. Now you got this bum, Anderson Stupa, up there. All of a sudden, he found his macho. Finally, little Andy Stupa finds his macho, and he attacks Trump during the debate. I started to scream. I'd like to know what you do in your private, you dirtball, you. You filthy rat, you. I'd like to hear what you are screaming in the privacy of your home, you filthy bum. I wanted to throw something through that television when that little bum, that little stinker, Anderson Stupa, started in on Trump. What bothered me in the beginning was Trump looked like he was going to... He pulled a rope of dopa, I got to tell you. You know, during the last debate, I said to you that Hillary was no doubt trained by very skilled psychologists, probably CIA, FBI, DEA, you name it, psychologists trained how to hit Trump's trigger points. Remember we did that last week? She knew all of his trigger buttons, like father. It was right out of the Manchurian candidate. The minute she attacked his father, he took the bait, and she whipped him. Now, what happened here was very interesting. I thought in the beginning that because Anderson Stupa, who was one of the ugliest in the history of the media, and I say ugly in the sense of how low he is and thinks that people don't see him. He thinks he hides behind that sweet boy look with the fake glasses and we're supposed to think something high of him. He ought to run out of this country and never come back. He belongs in Libya. They ought to put him on the front lines in Libya in a walking over a minefield for what he did. Boy, if there was ever a time for a purge in this country, it's now. That's all I can say to you. And I'm using that word strongly. We got to purge the media of the filth like Anderson Stupa and Martha Ratjazz. I never saw anything like this. They were so nakedly using lines given to them by the Hillary Clinton campaign that it became nauseating. So the campaign itself failed yesterday. She was stopped in her tracks with one line. And we all saw it. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. We all saw what happened. It didn't matter that Anderson Stupa suddenly looked like a half a man for a minute. Suddenly, after being trained by the women around him, he suddenly came out. Did you stop with the tape? Do you still believe in molesting women? All of a sudden, Anderson Stupa. This guy is as clean as, you know, as the driven snow. You know, Anderson Stupa is clean and above the law. I mean, this man is like a church deacon. As you well know, in his private life, he probably never said anything dirty about another man's body. You know that. That's not how Anderson would be. Anderson's above that. So I'm sitting there like last night watching the debate with my family. And as it began, we watched Trump start slowly and allow points that Hillary and the moderator were making about his comments. They stood there. And I started to say, fight back, punch back, punch back. You're taking the body blows. And the whole family was furious. We said he's finished. He looked like a shadow of his former self. He looked timid. He looked beaten before he even took the stage. He was standing there beaten up. And his response to those questions initially and the comments from Clinton in the mama outfit. Notice she wore a wife mama outfit all of a sudden. To show that she's a mother. Did you catch that outfit change from Mao Zedong's wife? All of a sudden, she was like a mother from Pennsylvania who just baked a lemon meringue pie after coming from the bowling alley where she did a car wash. So all of a sudden, Trump looks meek. He looks nothing like the fighter we had seen during the primaries. So sensing blood in the water, the pylon begins with Hillary lying and taking shot after shot, while Martha Ratjazz and Anderson Stupa played tag team partners on Trump. And that's when I realized we were watching a man who knows what the fight game is about. Trump knows boxing matches very well. He's hosted big boxing matches. He's been around these fighters. And he took advantage of a strategy one of the all-time greats used. Trump was basically using Ali's rope-a-dope strategy. Draw them in, let them punch themselves out, and then pounce on them. So when the pylon began with 3-1, Trump leapt. The big haymaker right out of the gates was the accusers of Bill Clinton and bringing them to sit in the audience and pointing out she called these women liars and had never apologized for destroying their reputations and their lives in public. And then it was calling for the special prosecutor over Hillary's email scandal and telling her she'd be in jail if he was president. That was the fulcrum of the entire debate. She said, it's a good thing that Donald Trump is not commander-in-chief or in charge of the country. He turns around and quietly says, yes, because you'd be in jail. That turned the entire debate. And at that point, Ratjazz and Stupa lost control because the audience went crazy supporting Donald Trump. He even called her the devil that Bernie Sanders sold out to. Hillary had been coached to smile when Donald came after her. Did you notice that? That's the part I don't like about it, that inhuman quality about that woman. She was boiling inside. She was enraged. She was frightened. She was angry, but she gave that sick, fixed smile. How can you live? How could you live through a number of years with that sick, fixed, fascist face of hers? But finally, when Donald came after her, Her smile was erased from her face, and the look on her face became one of disgust, anger, and I even saw fear. See, Trump was able to turn the tables away from what he said on those tapes and turn the spotlight on the corruption of Hillary Clinton and on media members trying to help her hide those things. And what about what he said on those tapes themselves? Were the comments crude? Yes. But you know, to me, let me tell you, when I first heard the tapes, I got a little sick. Not because I haven't heard such statements before, but I haven't been a teenager for a very long time. I knew a guy like that. I didn't like him very much. But guys I know still say things like that into their 30s and 40s. I still hear it once in a while. I don't particularly find it very attractive or appealing. I think it's childish and immature. But that's not the point. Compared to the corruption of Hillary Clinton, and when I say corruption, I mean the destruction of the Middle East through her Arab Spring policies. I mean the execution of Gaddafi when he warned us that if they killed him, Libya would descend into something along the lines of Somalia with warlords running the country. And that's exactly what happened. And she owns that. She owns those things. She caused the refugee crisis in Europe. Never forget that. So were the comments of Trump's crude? Yeah. But what I found was not only the comments you've made to me on the Facebook page, but there's a generational gap as to how offended people will be by these remarks. I was around people at Pinocchio restaurant yesterday, and I asked the young woman what she thought about those comments. I asked a young woman who was conservative. I asked a young woman who turns out to be extremely liberal, deeply in a Democrat machine. And I'll read you those in a minute. And then I asked a much older woman who was a Trump supporter, and her opinion was, that's the way guys talk. It's no big deal. So, my friends, you know, it depends upon your generation. And never mind the fact that this was a private conversation, was secretly recorded 11 years ago, held on to all this time by the Bush family, only to be given to a biased reporter. My issue with this reporter and young people who are disgusted by what Donald Trump said is that these are the same people who consume a hip-hop culture that is misogynistic to the point where women are nothing but objects meant only for pleasure, or a pop music culture that allows the likes of a prostitute-looking Miley Cyrus to basically simulate sex on stage in front of teen and preteen girls. That doesn't seem to offend all these offended young Democrat women, or movie makers who constantly use filth, dirt, and violence to sell their celluloid, and who treat women and minorities, for that matter, as second-class citizens. These are the high and mighty who lecture us about what Trump said. Are you kidding me? And then another part that bothers me is all of these fake Republicans who ran away at the first sign of trouble. It shows you what they're worth, nothing. Instead of sticking with the one person that is the only chance of defeating the most evil machine that could ever take over the country, they stab Trump in the back like the cowards and Brutuses that they are. It seems that these spineless cowards could take a lesson from Trump and learn what it is to be a fighter for what you believe in, even if it's only believing in yourself. Now, that's the beginning. I have a lot more to say about this. We're also going to talk about the Hillary rape tapes, where she actually, when she was a young lawyer, she defended a man who raped a 12-year-old girl. Did you know about that? Did you hear what I just said? Hillary Clinton, as a young lawyer, defended a man who was the rapist, or allegedly the rapist, of a 12-year-old girl, said she had been raped by the man. He was a 41-year-old man and a friend of the girl's family. Hillary Clinton discussed the case with journalist Roy Reed. And at the end of discussing how she beat the case, beat the rap for him, she said, I had him take a polygraph, which he passed, which forever destroyed my faith in polygraphs, she added with a laugh. Did you hear what I just said? She said more about the Hillary rape thing that you got to hear about on the Savage Nation today. You'll also hear again about the sights and sounds of the Columbus Day Parade in San Francisco. It doesn't matter where you live. Because when you see it through my eyes and the eyes of Teddy, you'll come to understand that America is the greatest place on earth that will out-survive even the Progs. I'll be back in a minute. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So many other pieces on this tapestry that I want to talk about today, and I will get to them. I haven't really gotten into the Blue Angels and how great an American institution it is and how small a minority is. The anti-military minority is so tiny. The anti-police minority is such a small minority of Americans, and yet they have such power. And the reason they do is because of vermin like Anderson Stupar and Martha Ratjas. If ever you doubted, when I call them names, why I do, why I reduce them to nothing but bugs, a bug has more dignity than Anderson Stupar. A bug, I was just on my bicycle, I saw a ladybug, I rode around it, I don't crush a bug. A ladybug has more dignity than Martha Ratjas. These are the lowest form of human life. They're lower than Salentarates, they're lower than worms. And they are the reason America's in such trouble. It's not the politicians, it's the rats in the media. It's the bugs in the media. It's the Salentarates in the media that have let them rise to such levels. Could you believe that a man, a lowlife with such a low intelligence as Anderson Stupar, would have so much power? Would you believe there's nobody, Martha Ratjas, would dare pile on a candidate and think that the American people wouldn't look right through her? Now, what? So many different things are happening today. All the polls are saying Trump's finished. I don't believe it. I'll tell you why. I have never been polled in my life. I don't know anybody who's been polled. And most people who lean conservative don't answer telephone polls. They won't answer a pollster. That's number one. Secondly, when has NBC ever been accurate? When has NBC's poll ever been predictive? I don't believe any of it. I think we're going to have to wait till election day to see what happens rather than talking about it in advance. So that's number three, four, and five. Also, here's interesting. Scorched Earth. Yes, my book. CNN ran a headline that said the Scorched Earth debate. So don't for a minute assume that they don't know what's going on in this country. My book, Scorched Earth, is 3 weeks on the New York Times list. So even Anderson Stupar, Martha Ratjas, and the secret guy with the big eyeglasses with the curly hair from NYU who hates America because he grew up in a commie household, even that bum listens to this show, and he knows that I'm the voice of America, not Mr. Stupar.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Look, I can't summarize my analysis. You'll have to have caught my analysis, but it's different than you're going to read about. It should be quoted widely. Savage says Trump coached by fighters. You're not going to hear that. You're going to see the same crap on every website. You know, this bloated old talk show host says that. This one says this. Everyone listens to this show for ideas. I told you I was at the Columbus Day Parade yesterday, watching the Blue Angels. First the parade, then the Blue Angels, then the debate. It was like one of those days where there's so much packed into a single day I could hardly handle it. It was too much for me. But... And I'm sitting outside the Italian restaurant. It's the best in the city, Pinocchio. Oh, this is astounding. I got to tell you the story as I'm talking to you. I've never seen this in my whole life, what's going on right now. You know, I have many studios. One of them is right on San Francisco Bay, where I am right now. Normally, there are only seabirds here. God is my witness. There's usually only seagulls and occasionally cormorants, a few terns in from Alaska. I know all the birds. On my deck right now, outside my window, is a hawk. I've never seen this in my entire years living next to the water. This is not a seabird. There is a hawk sitting on a glass ball, one of those floats from Japanese freighters from the 70s that I have out there. There he goes. So why is the hawk visiting me? I see symbolism in so many different things. It's awesome. I never saw this. Take it for what it is. A hawk just landed on my deck right here next to the water. Hawks don't come down near the water, by the way. They hunt up on the tree, up in the trees, up on the hill. So I'm sitting there in Pinocchio restaurant, as I say, and I'm going to say it again. It's the new center of North Beach. You know, many people don't know where to go for Italian food. I'm going to plug it because I had the greatest time. There was Giovanni dancing in his undershirt. He had it on one of those. I should put it up on my website. I wasn't embarrassed. He the guy owns the restaurant. The place is packed. 500 people are sitting outside in the streets. The parade's going by. And he's in an undershirt, like a wife beater undershirt. He's got a great voice. He and I were singing different songs together. I know some of the Italian. And he's in the shirt dancing, singing. The entire Democrat Party establishment was outside the restaurant. They were there. It's interesting how they left the old restaurant I used to go to because the old man died. They're all here now. This is where they all come because the food is authentic and they can let their hair down. So I'm not going to mention names, but one of the folks in that particular group came over and I was wearing like a white jacket. I felt like Fanucci in The Godfather. I wasn't intending to. I was just sitting quietly in the shade against the restaurant with my back to the glass. And we started to talk and he said, you know, Michael, he said, we all listen to your show. Now, this guy's a deep Democrat his whole life. A lifetime Democrat, his whole family. He says to me, Michael, we all listen to you. We ask ourselves, how do you do it? How do you do this 3 hours a day? We don't understand it. So I actually was surprised. I mean, I said to him, what, you have friends who listen to me? He says, you'd be surprised how many of us listen to you. So, you know, the fact of the matter is, I don't care whether a person says they're Democrat or Republican. What they are behind the scenes is another story. And that brings us right back to Trump. We know what he is behind the scenes. Do we know what she is behind the scenes? She is the dirtiest politician in American history. Democrats hate her. They just hate Trump more and they won't vote for a Republican. They know she's no good. They know she's a disaster. They make statements. You say you're going to vote for Hillary, say to them. They go like this with their hand under their neck like I used to see in Brooklyn. Like this. Are you kidding me? A certain gesture. They know what she is. But the fact of the matter is, so now they released the dirty tape, the dirty tricks on him. My estimation, Bush family, torpedo, because Fat Boy, the fat son, didn't get the job. So they try to torpedo him. They're jealous through their DNA because they know they're going to lose their power if he wins. So that's number three. But number four, I mean, how did the women react to that thing is the issue. So I got to read you something. God, I can still taste the tortellini with meat sauce. I'd rather be sitting out there. I didn't even drink. Everyone was so stewed outside that place, like bottles of wine. It was like bottles of wine in the Godfather wedding. I mean, if Coppola tried to stage a wedding scene, he couldn't have done what was outside that restaurant. And I'm sitting there with Teddy and the family. It was beautiful. And the parade's going by, to this parade, to that, that, and then you hear the jets flying overhead and the churches and the bells and the this, and you realize America's a good place. And then when you see the marching bands, and you see the faces of the children in the marching bands from the different high schools. You see Chinese, you see Vietnamese, you see Hispanics, you see black kids, and you say to yourself, why doesn't the media ever show this? Why do the vermin like Anderson Stooper and Martha Ratjas, why do they always show hatred? Why do they only show the rat bum communist scum in Black Lives Matter? Why do they only show the left-wing communist agitators and you're supposed to think that's the face of black people? They're a tiny, tiny, tiny minority funded by the most evil man on the planet. They don't show you the black kids marching with the white kids and the Italian kids, and they're the same, by the way, and the Hispanics. It's astounding to watch the Chinese marching in those parades because they are the future of America. They are very patriotic. They love this country. And they're going to carry the torch of America forward. It's not all dire. It's not all doom and gloom. Like these low-life rats like Anderson Stooper and Martha Ratjas would have you believe it. As you get what I'm saying to you? I got a lot more that's in me that has to come out. Today, Eddie, line 4, WABC in New York, fire away what's on your mind.
Yeah, Michael, I want to say that I think you hit a home run and you hit the ball out of the park. How dare you speak the truth on public radio? Are you allowed to do that today?
I don't know. Am I allowed to do it? I've been doing as best I can for 22 years. I've had my ups and my downs. Some stations drop me. Some stations take me off during certain situations. They don't want to be heard, but I don't own the stations. They could do what they want. But I do write the books the way I want them to be written. Do you have a copy of Scorched Earth? You want the truth? There it is. I'm going to send you Scorched Earth. I don't know why everyone hasn't bought a copy for a relative. What do we got, 20 days left, Robert? 20 days left to change minds? And you're going to let people like Anderson Stooper do this for you? You're going to let ABC, CBS fake polls tell you who's winning and who's losing? No, you got to take a book like mine and give it to an undecided. That's what you got to do. Now, wait a minute. I got to read you a letter from a conservative woman, a young conservative woman, about her opinion about the Trump comments. You know, it was a pretty dirty take. And this young conservative woman writes the Savage Nation and says, my overall impression was that Trump showed up willing and able to talk about important issues and to be straightforward and respectful toward the American people. Hillary was her usual condescending, hypocritical, insidious self. complete with a mom costume rather than a presidential outfit, to try to beguile the supposedly offended women of the nation, and to guilt trip the men of the nation into judging and shunning Trump for his great evil against mankind. That is, speaking like a macho man 11 years ago during a private conversation with another man. I think Hillary went into the debate expecting the tape to be the dominating issue and ended up being put on the defensive repeatedly as a result, and visibly struggling to keep her composure at times, as evidenced by the extra stiffness of her snide, unsmiling grin. And there's more from the young conservative woman. There are opinions from older conservative women that are the same and different. And I'd like to have your opinions on these matters, as I will get right here on the program. Let's go to KVOR Radio. Steve on line 8, go ahead. What's your opinion?
Hey, Mike, God bless you, and thanks for Scorched Earth. I didn't get it yet, but I really can't wait to get it. I am so happy to hear what you're saying. It's almost like you're telepathically reaching out to everyone. You feel what we're going through, and you know it. And you absolutely do. But I'd like to say that this is the wheat from the chaff. We're seeing it. We're seeing our own family members, friends, politics, Republicans calling themselves Republicans when they were for years communists. I mean, so we're seeing things that we've never seen before, and the wizards are being exposed. And
do you think that this entry onto the political stage of a non-politician has finally exposed the political structure for what it is, totally hypocritical, and the fact that I've been saying since I started in Radio 94, it's a one-party system with two-card Monty, only there's no nut under either shell. It's a one-party system, and they're all cracking and going crazy, because here's this guy, he talks rough, he has very bad syntax, and yet he can hit him out of the park. You know, he walked around the bases yesterday, and he still was hitting home runs. He was like Babe Ruth yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for that call. That's all. What about women in private? We hear so much about the evil men, how they say disgusting things about women. Does anyone know what women actually say about men? Have you ever heard women talk? I haven't. I hear that they say things that are so vulgar that your hair would stand up. But I'm not asking women to call and give me an example. I mean, this is a family radio show. But I pretty much know that there are cases on record of women saying things about guys that are, let's say, equally vulgar or offensive. Does that disqualify them from being a brain surgeon or a pilot? Does that disqualify a woman from being a candidate? I mean, I'd like to hear what Hillary Clinton says behind closed doors, but I would rather actually hear what the clean living Anderson Stupor says behind closed doors. I'd give anything to hear him with one of his dear friends. Or how about Snow White there, Martha Ratjazz? I'd take a look at that face. That face was like Mount Rushmore. I never knew who she was. I said, where'd they get this one from? Where did they dig her up from with that face? It looked like it was chiseled by a deranged sculptor. It looks like it was a sculptor who was on crack, who was slipping with the chisel. Where did he get that woman from? I could just imagine what she has to say on a bad morning. That's all. So don't tell me what he said is a big deal. What matters is not what he said. What matters is what Hillary did. And what Hillary did is destroy the world. Hillary destroyed the world. Never forget it. You could say forget Benghazi. It's only 4 dead people. Right. That's nothing. She was the one who carried the ball called the Arab Spring. I'll repeat it till I repeat it till I repeat it till you hear it. I wrote about it in Government Zero. I spend the whole chapter on it, which is why you must buy. Yes, you got to buy it to keep it on the list. Yes, before the election. I got everything going for this election. Scorched Earth. She's the one who took this plan called Arab Spring, which was to bring democracy to these hellholes. Now, you know that you can't bring democracy to a hellhole because the people are not educated enough or evolved enough for democracy. They've lived in less than a medieval world for their entire life. They have nothing but religious war against each other. They don't even know what the modern world is. You're going to bring them George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson? They don't know what you're talking about. So who was the man who designed it? Who funded it? George Soros, the great upsetter of the universe. Who was the one who was the architect of it? The best I can figure. Best now. I could be wrong. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the national security advisor, so-called, for Jimmy Carter. You know how well Jimmy Carter did for the world. He gave us Khomeini, which destroyed Iran and the whole world with the poison of radical Islam. So now you have the spawn of Jimmy Carter in the form of Obama, and spawn two of Jimmy Carter in the form of Hillary. And there you go. Here we go. Arab Spring. We're going to bring them democracy. So what happens? Egypt blows up. And they almost get the Muslim Brotherhood for a long, for forever. But there's an uprising, and the Muslim Brotherhood president's thrown in jail. The military performs a coup, and they have a semblance of a nation that represents Egypt now. What happens in Libya? They kill Gaddafi when he says, don't kill me, because if you do, I'll say it again. I remember the words, you see. I'm not reading a script. I remember what Gaddafi said. He said, don't kill me, because if you do, you will have the equivalent of Somalia, where warlords are running Libya. Well, that's what Hillary did. She did this. She owns it. I'm not shocked it didn't come up yesterday. I sent a memo to Donald Trump's people. I said, don't let her get away with that. The fact is that most people out there don't understand any of this. They can't follow it. Most of them are like the well-meaning girl, the Democrat girl in the near the parade at the restaurant, who said to me, no one should ever vote for Donald Trump because he's so mean. She didn't want to hear anything about what Hillary has done. She didn't want to hear about her representing a rapist. She didn't want to hear about anything of her policies because she couldn't even grasp it. All she knows is that Donald Trump is bad. Why is Donald Trump bad? Because he's too much of a man? Because he's too white? What has he actually done that's so bad? No one knows what he's done because he's never been a politician. It's Hillary who has been a politician for her entire life. So we know what her track record is. You got it? All right, debate. I can ask you, who do you think won? I don't think it matters what you think on that, but you can call on it. My Facebook question, which was up since Saturday, received the number one hit response of anything I've ever posted, with 750,000 people reached. Can you still vote for him after the, I can't even say the word, the tape? I asked the mature Christian woman, and her answer and your answers will be coming up. Again, I want to go into the Blue Angels when I was up in my 20th floor apartment. They were flying right out of the window. I mean, it looked like they were off the deck. You could smell the smoke. You could, with binoculars, you could see the pilot's face. It's unbelievable to see the real heroes of America as opposed to the solenterate vermin rats, the bugs. The ladybug has more dignity than what we see in Anderson Stupor and Martha Ratchez. It's sickening that the American people would let these lowlifes take over a presidential debate like that. All right, I'll be back. Call.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Talking about the Trump tape, we're talking about Anderson Stupor, Martha Ratchez, who, if you weren't sure the media was biased, maybe you say, well, they're a little liberal. No, they're not liberal. They are Stalinist puppets. They may as well have been coached by the Hillary campaign. I'd love to have a tape of Anderson Stupor in one of his moments alone. I'd like to hear what he has to say about men. I'd like to hear what Anderson Stupor has to say about women in the private moments. I'd just love to hear him on a couple of glasses of wine. I'd pay $1,000 to get a tape of Martha Ratjazz after three glasses of Chardonnay, what she has to say about men when they're not in the room. I'd give anything for that one. I know, they're not running for office. I get it. But they also didn't destroy the Middle East. Okay, so let's be clear here. What she has done, Hillary, is different from what Trump said 11 years ago when he wasn't running for office. I don't care who's listening to this show. You say things in private or said things in private in your life that you wish you could recant. And if there were tapes of you 10 years ago, you'd wish to God they didn't exist, right? So, you know what I mean? He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. But it's not about what Trump said when he wasn't running for office. It's about what Hillary did when she had all the power in the world as Secretary of State. She destroyed the entire Middle East and Africa. She destabilized the United States of America. And she wants to bring in 550% more Muslims than Barack Hussein has already brought in. So don't tell me there's not a lot at stake here. There is.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Grandma, in the right ring, we have the showman. You decide, just throw your popcorn. So we watched the lowest of the low in the media last night, just expose themselves, nakedly exposing themselves. We always knew they were biased. We always knew they were liberal. They're entitled to be. But we never saw such a performance as we did last night. Not so much by Trump and by Hillary Clinton, but by Anderson Stupa, who reached a new low, and Martha Ratjas. I don't even know who she is. I don't know where they got this one from. She reminds me of someone I used to know, but I can't go into the details because it's a family show. But the fact is that these two people exhibited themselves in a way that's hard to even believe. They could not even have the self-consciousness to understand what they looked like. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Now, I played the tape, the Trump tape. I told you when I first heard it, I didn't like it. Don't think I'm sitting here saying, yeah, go, Donald, go, I loved it. I've heard the same thing. Maybe when I was younger, I may have said things like that. As an older guy, I don't find it at all listenable. I don't indulge that kind of conversation. You know, it reminds me of like that jerk. Oh, it's a Sopranos thing. No one remembers. It's too many years ago. A certain kid, like a jerky thing to say. You know, he was showing off to the younger Bush, like an older guy showing how hot he is and how cool he is and get any woman he wants. I get it. Jerky, stupid. But he's not alone in doing that. And, of course, the tape, in my opinion, was released by the Bush family because their rotund son didn't make it to the finish line. He got chopped up by Trump, and they never forgave him. The Bushes had America in the grips of their pockets for 12 years. Then all of a sudden, now they're on the side of Hillary Clinton, and we're supposed to ask ourselves, is there a two-party system? Like, what does it matter if there's a two-party system? I don't want any parties running the country. I don't like a party running the country. I'd like a patriot running the country. As far as I'm concerned, if Trump wins, and he's still a long shot, don't get me wrong, he did pretty good last night. But if he should pull this off as an underdog, and never forget that America loves an underdog, and that's the silent underbelly of this entire campaign. The polls don't mean that much. The American people have the final vote. They know Trump's being dumped on. They know the media hates him. They know that both parties hate him. And they also know he's a spoiler and an outsider. They're just liable to go in there and pull a ticket for him. And I'll tell you something else surprising that you're never going to know. A lot of Democrats hate her more than they hate him. And they're just liable to gamble on him. That's what I'm telling you. So it's not over by a long shot. He's a fighter. He came out fighting. Not initially. He was a fighter, but he wasn't fighting. He was playing possum. He was playing rope-a-dope. And he basically went into a huddle, put his hands in front of his face, and he let them all punch him. And the turning point last night, as you well know, was the very famous remark during the debate. I don't know if most of you probably watched it, probably the most watched thing in the world, was that you'd be in jail. You got to hear this in clip number 5 on the Savage Nation.
It is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
We want to remind the audience to please not talk out loud. Please do not applaud. You're just wasting time.
Shut up, you little rat. Go scurrying back to your little rat hole. You disgusting creature, Anderson Stupa. I never hated this guy. I always thought he was a nice guy. I hate him now. I actually hate him more than I hate Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer, if I had the power, don't even ask me what I'd like to do to Wolf Blitzer. But okay, I don't have the power, and I certainly wouldn't want to make him eat strawberry shortcake the way I would cook it. Let me put it to you that way. But this guy, this thing, this creature, you say, how does he stay on television with such a bias? Duh, who runs CNN? Have you taken a look at the program director? Have you taken a look at the ownership of that outfit? But wait, if you think it's on one side of the aisle, you're wrong. This morning I got a call from someone who says, did you hear what O'Reilly said on Fox today, how he fronted for Hillary? I said, Oh, the leprechaun? The leprechaun, the 6'6" leprechaun who's threatened by Michael Savage? The big leprechaun who doesn't want to let Michael Savage on any show on Fox News, even if people love me on that network, he won't let him on? Oh, him? Listen to what he said in clip number 4. If you think there's a bias only at CNN, you are mistaken.
I don't know Secretary Clinton that well, but I've met her a few times. I don't think she's the demon that a lot of people try to make her. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because I know some of her friends. Uh-huh. And in private, this is goes back to the private-public thing again, she's much kinder or more softer.
Hitler liked dogs, and he was a vegetarian, and he didn't drink. Did you know that he liked puff pastries? Do you know that Hitler would cry if he saw an animal being mistreated? But he had no problem watching tapes of human enemies being tortured, Bill. I don't know if that was part of your education, but really, you ought to catch up on the people who look like they're kind when they're in the presence of a 6'6", a giant in the media, you know. They're a little different than they might actually be. I'm quite surprised that he's that naive. But anyway, he thinks that she's a nice lady. That's great. I don't. I personally don't. Then there were 3-1 moderator interruptions, and do we have that of Trump saying it's 3-1? That was another turning point. The you'd be in jail line was when he finally threw a haymaker and caught her hard. You know, she had him on the ropes at that point, she thought, because of the little man there, Stupor, and the weird woman, Ratjazz. She thought she had Trump on the ropes and on the run, but he was playing rope-a-dope, like the Cassius Clay Muhammad Ali thing. I wonder who his trainer was for this, Trump, now that I'm thinking about it. It could have been Freddie Roach. It could have been Don King himself who told him what to do. For I don't know. Somebody in the boxing business must be close to him. Because they told him, don't come out swinging. Don't come out hard, because that's what everyone expects. You're going to look defensive. See, if he had come out hard and tried to deny the tape existed, he would have lost the debate. There was no way to go from there. If he had come out attacking her, he would have looked horrible and hard. That's what they expected. So they told him wisely, in retrospect, you know, huddle up, go soft, put up the hands, don't let him hit you in the head, don't take a head blow, take some body blows against your arms, and then when they least expected, hit him with a haymaker. She got so walloped by that you'd be in jail remark, I visibly saw the change in her. I'd also like to know who a dressmaker was for that last night. He or she ought to get a prize for that outfit. I hadn't seen one of those in 50 years. I thought that they were like from the Goodwill in the, like Lehigh, Pennsylvania. They still have them. They must have like put it through sanitizing, like modernizing. Where'd they get that thing from? No one even designs them. The last I saw that was like 1952 in Lehigh, Pennsylvania, outside a bake sale. Where'd she come up with that one from? How do they costume a person like her? She goes from pantsuits to Mao Tse-tung's widow, and now all of a sudden she's the lemon meringue grandmother who could save America. It's all a show. It's all a stage act. Unfortunately, we are being invaded. We are being surrounded, and we are being bled dry. Other than that, there's nothing to do here but talk about it, because we are being surrounded, we're being invaded, and we're being bled dry, and we all know it. And that's why we want Trump to win. We want someone who's going to upset the social order. Do you understand that? KSFO Online, line 4. Go ahead, please, Sir Alex. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Actually, it's Alexandra. It's Alex. You can call me either or, but it's a female. I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you being my voice of reason over this past political election. I've never really been into politics until I started listening to you. My father turned me on to you, and his mother turned him on to you. So it's kind of a generational thing. But anyways,
I'm an acquired taste. It's like the first time a child drinks beer, he says, ugh, it's too strong for me. Or the first time a kid drinks wine, it's like, ugh, doesn't taste like soda. But eventually the taste grows on you, and then you start to know the difference between fine wine and not two buck chuck, but up chuck chuck, which is what most people serve in the media. What else is on your mind? I came up with that over the weekend. Someone went to another restaurant. They almost puked from the house wine, you know, the very special. I said it wasn't even two buck chuck they gave you. They gave you up chuck chuck. What else is on your mind?
Well, and you're absolutely right. My dad's just like you, kind of straight to the point. And I grew up that way, so but it took me a while to get used, you know, acquire a taste for you. But anyways, so I'm always...
Alex, how are you in your 20s? How old are you?
I'm actually 32.
Why do you sound like you're in your 20s?
I don't know. A lot of people tell me I look like I'm in my 20s as well, so...
All right, you better stop. There's a lot of guys like Trump listening to the show.
They don't see me in the slightest. I'm right in their place.
So what city do you suffer in this country?
Oh, God, the dreaded Orlando, actually.
The dreaded Orlando. Oh, I get the drift. Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what in the world a young, attractive female is to do in this country where the men are like children, the men are like boys, the young ones in their 20s and 30s have no knowledge of politics. They look like men, but there's actually just boys in men's bodies. It's a shocker.
And it's funny you should mention that, because I guess why I was calling is I put a lot of my political points of view out online, especially Facebook, and I got bombarded by men accusing me of how could you possibly vote for Trump given the things that he said about women lately. And it's,
oh, that's going to be the new come on line from guys now, that they're going to play the feminist who's on women's side, that they're not like that. I get it. No, their minds are clean and pure. Right.
Exactly.
Oh, so that's going to be the new come on to women now. Oh, man, that Trump thing's horrible. How could anyone vote for him? What a pig. What a pig, man. I'm not like that at all. Oh, no. No, I'm nothing like that. No, I'm totally different, right? All right, hey, look, I'm sending you scorched earth because we got only 20 days left to change the world, and I hope that you can change someone in your social circle. Maybe here's an idea. Why don't you find a passage, everyone, from scorched earth and put it on social media and tell people why? You know what I'm saying? Now, I want to go back to from a young conservative woman, the email, paragraph 2, what she thought about the so-called P-tape of Donald Trump. And here is what it says. My personal opinion about the Trump tape as a young Christian conservative woman is that while I might have been offended if that conversation occurred in my presence, it was a private conversation between a couple of men. Anyone who's beside themselves about the tape is either immature, naive, hypocritical, sexually frustrated, confused, or some combination thereof, because anyone with the life of experience of the average 20-year-old American knows that a lot of men and women speak crassly about sex and sexual impulses in private conversations. And while we should hope the President of the United States refrains from doing so, Trump was obviously not anywhere near the presidential race 11 years ago. She continues, I find it a little embarrassing how much this issue has been overblown, but what is actually offensive about it all is how Cooper and others have minimized the absolute horror that is sexual assault by comparing it to Trump's private alpha male conversation. That's part two. There'll be a part three later on in the show if you care to comment on the program, and you can top that. You know, good luck to you, my friend. Now that brings a certain thought to mind, which has just flown the coop like the hawk that landed on my deck about 15 minutes ago. I don't know where the hawk came from. This is really something. Someone's going to interpret that one, boy. I'll get that one up on Facebook. What does a hawk represent? I know what it represents. Why did nature or God or the spirits that control the airwaves and underneath the airwaves send me a hawk? When I never saw a hawk down here in my entire life of living here, I can pretty much figure out what that's about. And the fact of the matter is, we'll continue to talk about all these topics, including the disgraceful. I think Anderson Stupa should be forced to resign. I think Martha Ratjas should be forced to resign. They are only fit to teach journalism at Columbia after a thing like this.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Savage Nation, the hours are flying by because everyone's talking about this. Everyone's talking about that. First of all, this famous tape, number one. Everyone was sitting there saying, how is he ever going to overcome? Because we know they're going to attack, and that's all they're going to talk about. Not about the invasion of America by Muslims. Not about the invasion of America by immigrants. Not about the ballooning national debt that this Ludwig of ours, King Ludwig II, has done to the Treasury. The skinny maniac who runs the country, what he's done to this country, my God. Not one word about the fact that she doesn't see anything wrong with what he's done, but that she wants to make it even worse. She wants to continue his policies, the genius, you hear? He took it up $1 trillion in debt, almost $1 trillion or more in debt. A trillion? I think, what, he increased it by $8 trillion. What is the national debt? I need the answer to that, Robert. And we had it last week. I don't carry the figures around. $20 trillion. What was it when he inherited the country, when he took it over? 10, 11. He doubled the national debt so we can keep giving money to the bums in this country who don't work, the Oh, I almost said a dirty word. The bums who don't work in this country and yet vote. I wouldn't give anyone on welfare the right to vote. How do you like that? You want to save America? You go on public assistance, you lose your right to vote because all you're going to do is vote for the demagogue who promises you an increase. What kind of insane nation gives an immigrant who has no citizenship the right to vote? An insane nation who wants corrupt individuals like Hillary Clinton to win. Why do you think San Francisco is run by the most corrupt machine in the history of America, making Boss Tweed look like, oh, I don't know how to compare Boss Tweed. This is the most corrupt city in the world. You know why it's corrupt? The ballot has been in seven languages since I've been living here. Why has it been in seven languages? To make sure that the people who pay the taxes, whether it be the plumber, the electrician, the salesman, the radio host, the small merchant, the tailor, the butcher, the baker, the people who work and pay legitimate taxes have no vote whatsoever. That's how you get a corrupt gang taking over a city. That's how you get a corrupt demagogue taking over a state. That's how you get a corrupt monster taking over a country. Now, it's all well and good that they just robbed the treasury. That we're used to. Nothing new under the sun about politicians stealing as much as they can through their cronies, friends, factotums. We all get that. And it all worked well as long as we had secure borders, as long as we were secure in our homes. But because of the meltdown, the security is gone in this country. Home invasions, cops being whacked like over the weekend by, oh, by the way, did you see that? Oh, it didn't matter. That didn't get into the debate. Andy boy, stupor. I hope to God, if ever the God, you're in the streets of New York and something happens, you get a cop to protect you instead of one of your liberal lawyer friends from Columbia University. Two cops were killed in a domestic disturbance call. And who did it? Mr. Felix. A quick image of Mr. Felix, and it was taken away from the news because he wasn't a white man. Mr. Felix came and went. Mr. Felix, known gang member. The cops went there to do their job, and they shot the cops dead through the door. You hear this? The most dangerous calls for a cop are domestic disturbances. Did you know that? And if I was a cop, I wouldn't ever go to another domestic disturbance call for the rest of my life. Let that captain go to it. Or better yet, send the guy with the big eyeglasses from the ACLU who tells you have to cover domestic disturbances. Go let the lawyers go into those houses. Then you'll have living police. You'll have living police.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
It's called extreme vetting. We are going to areas like Syria where they're coming in by the tens of thousands because of Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton wants to allow a 550% increase over Obama. People are coming into our country like we have no idea who they are, where they're from, what their feelings about our country is, and she wants 550% more. This is going to be the great Trojan horse of all time.
He's 1,000% right. But because we have little men like Anderson Stupor, paid operatives of the Democrat shill machine, Martha Ratjazz, they don't even know what country they live in, nor do they care. They will not discuss the real issues. Who leaked the tape? Who do you think leaked the tape? To me, it was the Bush family. It was not a Democrat who got it. The people who leaked this tape were the Bush family, because that's what I think, the vendetta against them. Hillary admitted that while Trump wants to vet immigrants and refugees, she wants to increase the amount we take in grandma. Grandma is not as smart as you may think. Grandma is not really incompetent. Grandma may be just a criminal. First of all, she knew she was sending classified emails, number one, and she lied to the FBI and to all of us. That unto itself should tell you that you yourself are aiding and abetting a criminal if you vote for her. Shall I repeat that? How you could vote for a woman like this, who you know that if a cop or an FBI agent, if any government employee, if anyone in the military did this, they'd be in the prison? They would be in prison for what she did. How could you vote for a criminal? Unless you're aiding and abetting a criminal. So you say, oh, well, I'll vote for her over a sexist pig. That shows you how warped your brain is. You don't even know where your survival lies. So where I want to go from here is a little more sound from last night, and my observations are what they are. You've heard them already. Another thing that Trump said that was pretty good last night, well, I don't think I should just play it. Maybe I will. I don't want to go on and on about the so-called P-tape because it's already boring. I mean, how many times can we say this? The Hillary Clinton thing, let's see. I like the best remark was the ganging up on him. I thought that was a really good one, was the ganging up on Trump, because that showed, for those of you who don't know the bias, clearly what the bias is. It was in clip number 3 where you finally see these people, Anderson Stupar and Martha Ratjas, who should be thrown off the air. You know, if we had a fair media, they would not be on the air today. I don't care that they're a liberal. It doesn't matter. I'm a conservative, okay? I'm entitled to my bias. I tend not to hide it. I don't hide my bias. Moreover, if it's a presidential debate and you're a moderator, you cannot show a bias. They nakedly didn't even try to hide it. They exhibited it. Why? Because they thought that that's what their boss wanted them to do, to maintain their status quo. So, you know, I don't go for these debates. I think Trump should drop out of the third debate altogether and let the chips fall where they may. Let her stand up there and say whatever she wants about him. But he's a fighter. He'll be there. I don't think you should go to it. Who's going to be another Schmendrick this time from Fox News? Which moron from Fox News did they pick? Him? Oh, Meatloaf Jr. is going to be the next one? I think Meatloaf Jr. is the next moderator, the one with that sneer on his mouth. I know the kind of kid he is. I know the kind of kid he was. What's a Meatloaf Jr.? The father was Mike Wallace. Oh, yeah, Walachinsky. Mike Walachinsky's son, I don't like him. I don't like the sneer on his lips. He's going to try to undermine Trump worse than Stupa did. They're all part and parcel. They're cut from the same Carvel cake. It's the same ice cream that rotted in the sun that they refroze, as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't matter what channel they're on. You take an ice cream cake, you leave it out in the sun, it melts, and you reheat it, you give someone ptomaine poisoning. That's what I think you're going to get with that one, that Meatloaf Jr., Walachinsky from Fox News. Oh, they give you a liberal, now you're going to give me a conservative. What conservative? Walachinsky with the sneer? No, I'm sorry, Trump shouldn't even go there. But I would have done it a different way. He did it pretty good when he... Do you have him saying to them, how dare you interrupt me, now it's 3-1? I mean, that's the one I was looking for. We have the interruptions in clip 3. Let's play the interruptions in clip 3. Let's hear clip 3.
Senator Stevens,
the question is, six, is that the discipline
minute,
of a good leader?
Six
said a lot of things.
I mean, I think we should
we can,
be allowed
no,
to maybe...
Mr. Trump, we're going to go on. This is about the audience.
Disaster as a
Mr.
senator.
Mr. Trump, we're going to move on. Oh, please.
You didn't delete him?
Allow her to respond, please.
Personally, what do you think will happen if Aleppo falls?
I think Aleppo is a disaster humanitarian-wise.
What do you think will happen if it falls?
How stupid is our country?
There are sometimes reasons the military does that. Psychological warfare.
I can't think of any. I can't think of any.
It might be to help get civilians out.
Here she is debating the candidate.
From the United States Congress.
We have to move on. Secretary Clinton,
rat jazz and tight pants. Rat jazz and tight pants.
After getting a subpoena from the United States
Secretary
Congress.
Clinton, you can respond, then we have to move on.
Rat jazz and skinny suit.
Mr. Trump, I want to get...
Let me follow on this.
I just want one thing.
Anderson found his testosterone a little bit that was there.
Please allow her to respond. Brought up the
emails. Suddenly's a man. The man's voice popped up.
Tim Karpowitz has a question.
It's nice to one on three.
Yeah, yeah. All of a sudden, Anderson Cooper had the milliliter of testosterone that was still left in his system. All of a sudden, he saved it all. We didn't even know it was in there. All of a sudden, he had a little bit of testosterone. He took it out on Trump. I was really stunned. I didn't know he had any left in him. So we covered that. Now what? Now where do we go? I don't know. Where do you want to go today? Where can I take you today? Let's go to the sound. And I haven't played all the good sound yet, just a little. We played O'Reilly saying Hillary is not the demon everybody portrays. We know that O'Reilly is part and parcel of the Democrat machine, which is why he's on Fox News, 18% controlled by Prince Alawi, God bless him. He's allowed to buy anything he wants. He bought Fox News 20%. That's why you never hear anything about Muslims, a Muslim invasion, what's being done to Sweden, which was once the sweetest nation on the planet. And as a result of their stupid liberalism, Sweden is almost a no-go country right now, with out-of-control crime in the Muslim neighborhoods, where the police can't even go into them. They're spreading their poison toxins of Sharia across Sweden. That's what happens when you let liberals take over your brain. Then it got even better, with Hillary blaming Abe Lincoln for the lies. This was a beauty. And the taxes was a beauty. Let's go to clip 06, where you hear Martha Ratjas, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump right now.
Is it okay for politicians to be two-faced? Is it acceptable for a politician to have a private stance on issues?
As I recall, that was something I said about Abraham Lincoln, and I was making the point that it is hard sometimes to get the Congress to do what you want to do. And yes, President Lincoln was trying to convince some people. He used some arguments. Convincing other people, he used other arguments. That was a great, I thought, a great display of presidential leadership.
Look, now she's blaming. She got caught in a total lie. Her papers went out to all her friends at the banks, Goldman Sachs, and everybody else. And she said things, WikiLeaks, that just came out. And she lied. Now she's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I haven't... Okay, Honest Abe. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you.
Come on. You got to admit, this is good. Some of this will last for a long time. If this country should survive, some of these lines will be remembered forever through presidential debate history. She did. That's a whopper. She blamed her double two-faced thing on Abraham Lincoln because he did it, she did it. Unbelievable. That was good. That's bigger than the so-called Pete tape, I got to tell you. What else went on? Body language, the outfits. You want to talk about the sartorial display of Hillary Clinton? Where she came up with it, I don't know who designed it. I have to go back to it because I'm observer of clothing. I like sometimes to go to the San Francisco Museum where they exhibit some of the most gawkish clothing in the history of the world. The ugliest outfits you've ever seen, they put them in showcases here in a fine arts museum. I don't understand this city, truthfully. It's run by such out-of-towners, it's beyond belief. Been taken over by geeks from Nowhereville. So there she comes out with an outfit from Lehigh, Pennsylvania from 1951. It looks like she just baked a lemon meringue pie somewhere in a single-story house. An attached house somewhere. What was she doing in that outfit? Well, she was playing what? What was she doing? She was playing the offended mother. The offended mother of America with this evil, sexist, fat, white man who's such a sexist pig you can't go near him. And who was she appealing to? Men don't care what he said. She knows that women were moving over to Trump because they abhor her. They don't like her. Women can look right through her. Most women don't like her. I mean, women are pretty clear. Women are very realistic, I found, in my life. And they can see through things in a very straightforward manner. You say, different than men? Yes, generally women can. And there's a couple of biological reasons for that. First of all, they have to. They have to read people quicker than men from the ancient days of the cave with the muscles and the smaller stature. They had to read faster. So women can read faster. And two, women don't like women generally. And particularly don't like women who are liars and thieves and crooks like her. Generally. I mean, generally they don't like liars, thieves, and crooks like her. Generally they don't like her. They don't take her in. So I think that she's trying to appeal to the women who are swinging over to Trump. She knows the men don't like her, for one. She's very unpopular amongst men. And I think this is the outfit was, again, the lemon meringue mother. The pie-making mother. That's all. Not a big deal. So let me back up while you're calling 855-407-282 and talk about the parade just for a minute because it was so enthusiastic, gave me so much patriotism, enthusiasm. I got to go back. If you don't live in San Francisco, it was the Blue Angels. They're all in one. You got the Blue Angels. You got the Columbus Day Parade. You got the Navy ships in town all at once. So as I said, we were sitting outside my friend's Italian restaurant, Pinocchio. I'll mention it because it's the best food in the city. Every local knows that. The locals have gone over there. They used to go to the other place I went to. I have nothing against them. But since my friend passed away a year, 2 years ago now, I miss him a lot. I don't go there. The spirit's not the same. So everyone shifted over to this place because it's, you know, the guy is like, let's put it to you this way. He was singing in Italian in an undershirt. What could be better than an owner singing in an undershirt? And I mean a sleeveless undershirt. Like I haven't seen since Howard Beach with the cigarettes and the crosses. It was fantastic. And everyone's singing along, so the parade's going by and this and that. And the different kids, the Chinese kids, the Asian kids, the Hispanic kids, the black kids, all in the marching bands. And I try to tell people, America's still the melting pot. If you look at a parade like this, and you understand that the people, the lowlifes in the media who want ratings only, the ones like Stupor and Rat Jazz, they always show you the hatred. They always show you the murder. They always show you the violence. They always show you the 0.001% of blacks in the communist street gang movement called the Black Lives Matter movement. as they represent blacks? No, they do not. They represent the smallest minority amongst black people. They do not speak for black people any more than the Ku Klux Klan speaks for white people. Do you understand what I just said to you? I realize how uncomfortable that may make you, but that is the reality. Most of the kids in this country of any race who want to make something out of their lives are not joining Black Lives Matter. They're joining a marching band so they can be with other kids in America and become something in their life and make something of themselves and get something, get a little piece of the pie, not wind up a radical in their whole life or in a jail cell. And so that's what I saw yesterday. I saw the kids in the, they call it the Italian Heritage Parade. Okay, used to be Columbus until the Indians started screaming it's Columbus was a racist, Columbus was this, Columbus was... Whatever Columbus was, if it wasn't for Columbus, let's put it to you this way, you wouldn't even be here right now. You wouldn't even be here, so thank God for Columbus. Thanks for the Nina Pinta and the Santa Maria. That's all I can say to you. Who could sail across an ocean in a boat 60 feet long other than Columbus? The guy was a great navigator on top of it all. So anyway, Italian Heritage Parade. Anyway, they're drinking, they're eating, the this, the liberals, the and most of the Italians in this city, by the way, are not even conservative. They're very liberal. I don't know if you know that. Most of the Italians in San Francisco are very left-wing because of the connection to the unions going back many years. I know that for a fact. You know, many of them said, oh, you Mike Savage. I knew they didn't like me. I get it. But it didn't matter to me. I wasn't hurting anybody. They didn't bother me. The dog was sitting in my arm, little 12-pound teddy, watching the parade. I think he got a little intimidated by most of the sounds going on, the bands. The only thing that scared him was the garbage truck that went by, a garbage truck, an Italian parade, yeah, like cows in Berkeley. Yes, the garbage truck in the Italian parade. Gee, I wonder why there was a garbage truck in an Italian parade. Proudly, no less, a garbage truck. But the funny part was this big garbage truck goes by, and there's like 50 people inside the garbage truck standing and waving, like with Italian flags. That was like a stereotype within a stereotype. That could not even be staged by Coppola. That was fabulous. I hope they must have sanitized the garbage truck before they stood in it. But the air horn on the garbage truck freaked Teddy out. I had to go in the restaurant with him to get out of the, off the street table. Because that was the only thing that scared him. Nothing else scared him. Then the horses came. And they had prancing horses. This guy was like, I didn't like the spur part of it. I liked that the pony was dancing with the clip in the dank and the clipping. And I had Teddy like 3 feet from the horse. I didn't like the guy spurring the horse in the gut, to be honest with you. I thought spurs were banned. When did they bring spurs back? I don't understand. Where did the spurs come from? I thought it was animal cruelty, to be honest with you, seeing the dancing horse. Other than that, I love the parade.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So the young Bush, who's laughing with Trump on the big tape, he got dismissed. He lost his job. Big deal. They should fire Anderson Stooper and Martha Ratjas for wait. What they did was much worse than what the Bush kid did, as far as I'm concerned. The Bush kid was just going along with the older guy who ran the shindig. But what Stooper and Ratjas did, is far worse, as far as I'm concerned. But the fact is, look, life goes on. Life's not coming to an end just because of this. And you have days like that where you see people of all races and cultures together. It's an amazing thing. And yesterday at the Pinocchio restaurant, which I'll say for the 50th time. I shouldn't even say it because now I can't go there. People go to restaurants I haven't been in 20 years asking for me. They still make a living off me. I go in, they don't even give me a free cup of coffee because I don't want it because I don't have a Hawaiian shirt and I'm not on KGO. No, there's a guy, a nice guy, but the day he paid for a meal, I think, was in 1914 in Miami. Antipasti, Sicilian marinated olives, bruschetta, calamari fritti, insalata mista, primi piatti, meat tortellini with bolognese. That was so good I almost died. I ordered three. Then chicken palm, salmon, then dolce, which I don't eat, then a kid's menu, which I don't get. And the bruschetta was astounding, the bruschetta and calamari. And I don't get the dolce. I never get the dolce, which is I don't get a headache. I didn't drink during the parade. The people around me were drinking like Fat Clemenza at the Godfather wedding. I never saw people could put down wine like this, 60 years old, 70. It was like, hey, Paulie, bring the wine. One bottle after the other, grappa, wine. How did they do it? How did they get up the next day? I drank club soda the whole parade. Because I drink during the day, I'm sick for 2 days. I got tremendous self-control. Are you kidding me? And they're all amazed, all these guys. How do you do a show 3 hours a day? How? I don't drink during parades in the middle of a day on Sunday. That's the answer. And I'm committed to what I talk about on the Scorched Earth Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. Of course, we're talking about the famous tape and last night's debates. And if you care to join the conversation, the phone number is 855-407-282. And that is what we will be talking about for quite a while, because that's what's on everyone's mind. People were very, very angry at the behavior of Anderson Stupar and Martha Ratjazz. They were so biased it became an embarrassment. We also know that Donald Trump came in like a fighter. He played the Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope technique of playing possum and letting them hit him for a while. Then he gave her a roundhouse that knocked her off her balance, and she never recovered, as far as I can tell. I didn't see her recovering. So I would say round one went to her. I would say round two was a draw, if you want to even put it that way. And all of it will be dependent upon Meatloaf Jr. in round three. Now, Meatloaf Jr. is a sleazy one from Fox News. He's got that snide look to his face. That's Wallace, that guy. The father was a far better man, as far as I'm concerned. Mike Wallace was a dignified kind of host. This one has that sneer on him. I don't know. I don't think he's going to do a very good job. I don't think that the third debate under the so-called Fox moderator, which is supposed to be the conservative side, is going to be much better than this deplorable thing that we saw last night under Anderson Stupar and Martha Ratjazz, personally. Now, what I'd like to do is read a couple of things that came in to me today. Just as a starter, you can call. This comes to me from an anonymous listener. I happen to know the woman through email. She's a very high executive at one of the most liberal of all networks, and she's a Murano conservative. She has to hide her conservatism, as many of you understand what I'm saying. Just as the Jews had to hide their religion during the persecution of the Inquisition and make believe they were Catholic in order to not get killed, conservatives in the media have to make believe that they're liberals in order to not get fired. So this comes to me from a New York City Murano conservative. I will not read a name, obviously. And she says, I was counting the hours until you were on. You said exactly what I thought regarding the beginning of the debate. Also, my mom's 75 and sister mid-40s and dad's 70s. None of us are offended by Trump. This is how guys talk. My 30-year-old male friend said, please, guys talk like that and more. Look at, well, all different Lil Wayne and their lyrics and all the people Obama has in the White House, those the degenerate dirtbags and their music. And they said Trump was not running for president, but 11 years ago, Trump wasn't either. Okay, got it. So that's that. Then there's the other one I read from a conservative female, young conservative woman, because I thought that a young conservative woman would be different than an older conservative woman, because older conservative women are used to sexism. They grew up with it. They kind of like it. They figure that's what a man is. I'll be honest with you. They figure men are all sexist pigs. That's why they love them. It turns them on. That's why they're conservatives. They're not offended by men. They figure men are like that. That's all. You know, I'm thinking back when Bill Clinton was doing his thing under the desks and on top of the desks and under the chair and in the back room on the Bunsen burner, wherever he could do it. My mother, God rest her soul, was the purest woman I ever knew. My father died, rest his soul, in 1970. She never went out on a date. She never remarried. And she was not that old, by the way. She had no interest in ever after that marriage. It was over. It was over. That was her. But I'm getting to the point when Clinton was caught with the finagling around in the Oval Office. I said to her, and she was a lifetime Democrat. She came up during the Depression. She didn't know anything else. I said to her, what do you think of Bill Clinton's behavior? You know what she said to me? She said, she said, they all do it. I mean, she remembered Kennedy did it. How come we didn't hear such an outcry when Kennedy was doing Marilyn Monroe? Mr. President, Mr. President. Or the secret corridor out of the White House to all of the women for Kennedy? No one complained about it. How do you think he got a bad back? It wasn't the sports injury. Because he didn't listen to his father when he said, too much you know what is bad for you. So the thing is that JFK was a runaround, a womanizer, a sexist. They all were. So all of a sudden, oh, look at this, a man comes along, look at that, he said a dirty thing on a tour bus with someone outside the window. So they went crazy, like, first time we ever heard it, it's shocking, he's disqualified, he should withdraw, there's no question, no man in the world has ever said a thing like this, it is nothing at all, this is far greater than the invasion of Libya, this is far greater than the destruction of Syria and Egypt by Hillary Clinton, this supersedes everything that she ever did, and the missing emails are nothing, zero compared to this statement. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to believe, right? Forget about it. Now, here's paragraph 3 from the young conservative woman who says, I think Trump took the overblown tape issue and cut it back down to size. He acknowledged being embarrassed for having spoken that way, took responsibility for the effect of his words on those who have been essentially forced to overhear a conversation that should not have been made public, and then he led the debate and the entire nation calmly and confidently away from the red herring tape into discussions about issues that are much more important. He demonstrated responsibility, dignity, strength, and leadership by responding to the tape issue appropriately. No more, no less. Trump showed respect for the American people by treating us like adults who deserve to hear a debate about the issues. That's another comment. You know what I'm saying? And now we can go on to the callers. WJR, Don, line 9. Go ahead, please, Don.
Yes, earlier on today's program, you said that a hawk had apparently landed somewhere outside your window and that's never...
Yes, and I have to just qualify it for a minute. My studio, I work in different ones. This one is right next to San Francisco Bay. I've never seen a hawk down here. I know all the seabirds. I've seen them. I feed them bread every day. You know, the terns, the cormorants, the gulls... But I've not seen a hawk because the hawks live up on the mountain. I don't know what it was doing here. It landed and it stood outside my window on a green fishing ball from a Japanese fishing vessel that I've had here for 20 years. What was the hawk doing here?
Well, while you were talking, I Googled it quick and it says this. The hawk is often a messenger from angels and the divine. He signals a time in your life when you need to focus on what ahead and prepare for a leadership role. Your global vision is a potent helpmate in this. Just as the hawk, you are ready to fly higher than ever before. And I just saw that as a you're definitely, in my opinion, a watchman on the wall for us. And I'm personally a Donald Trump person right from out of the box. I think he's a man that we need at this time. And I just saw that the hawk is just another sign. From I'm a believer, I believe in Jesus, I believe in God, and I believe he speaks to us in different ways. And I thought that was, I'm calling just to convey that and exhort you that for the good work that you're doing.
But wait, you implied that you think something's coming with Trump as a result of the hawk visiting me.
Yes, but also that you're right on track with all the things that you're saying and bringing out.
Well, I understand what the hawk symbolizes, sir, and I thank you. I'll send you a copy of Scorched Earth, which is 3 weeks on the New York Times list, and we only have less than 30 days to change people's minds, which is why it's so important that people rush out and buy another copy right now and give it to an undecided deplorable. Look, here's the thing. People have speculated that if Trump should win, pull the upset victory of all time, that he's going to call upon me to help him with the new administration. There is no such quid pro quo. I have never privately discussed it. I would take a polygraph test on that. I never wanted it. I would not leave radio. I just signed a new contract with my syndicator. I'm signing to do the God book. I have no intention of leaving radio, I got to tell you that. Now, having said that, would I be an advisor to Donald Trump for a dollar a year if he cared to ask me what I think about the CDC and the NIH and what needs to be done? Sure. If he asked me to advise him on the selection of a FCC person, I don't think he needs me for that. There's not too many people around who are qualified. But in the area of health and the environment, I'd be a great advisor, and I'd be willing to do that for a dollar a year. But I would also keep my job here because I don't want to leave radio. This is the most important place I can be. And the books that I'm working on, including the God book, is what I want to be doing. I told you that, from Earth Medicine to Scorched Earth. The next one is the God book. So that's it. I mean, I don't see anything coming from that. But okay, the hawk means you're supposed to look with a more critical eye from a higher vantage point. That's what it says. I understand that. And maybe there's a little warning in that. That, you know, I believe me, I have the vibration of that. If she wins and I'm on her enemies list, you know, this is a big story. You know, that O'Reilly's no dummy. Why do you think he suddenly licked her boots today on Fox News, saying she's not a bad person, she's nicer than everyone thinks? Because he's, you know, he knows which way the wind blows, O'Reilly. When it was convenient, he was a conservative. Then now he thinks the wind's going the other way, so suddenly he went. Did you hear what he said today? Someone sent it to me. Robert Playwood, Mr. O'Reilly, the great political commentator, said today. It's very important you hear it.
I don't know Secretary Clinton that well, but I've met her a few times. I don't think she's the demon that a lot of people try to make her. And the reason I say that is because I know some of her friends. Mm-hmm. And in private, this is goes back to the private-public thing again, she's much kinder or more softer.
Oh, isn't that nice to know? You know, as I said, hey, Adolf was a vegetarian. And he cried when he saw animals being hunted on tape. He cried over animal cruelty, Adolf. But he liked to watch people being tortured in secret torture chambers. But he had a softer side. He didn't drink. He ate pastries. He was a vegetarian. But he had a nice soft side to him. Eva Braun liked him. Eva found Adolf's soft side somewhere. Yeah, Bill's right. Or so he knows which way the wind blows. It goes back to the hawk. The hawk's warning me. The hawk's saying, Michael, be careful. If she wins, you are going to be on their enemies list if you aren't already. They're going to come at you like all hellfire. And you got to understand that. There's going to be things done to you professionally that you can't even imagine. That's what the hawk was saying to me. So what the hawk is saying, maybe you shouldn't even say anything more about Hillary Clinton. But you know what? Since I don't speak bird, but I speak human language, I think I'll keep talking in human.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
We want to remind the audience to please not talk out loud. Please do not applaud. Yeah, you're just wasting time.
You lost control, you twerp, you. You lost control, stupor. And rat jazz. They don't know what to do with themselves. They look like idiots. So let me take some calls. Some of you disagree. Yesterday, again, I haven't gotten into it. The Blue Angels flying over San Francisco, they provoked a patriotism. 1.2 million people come into this city over the three-day period to just look at these men. And they love them. They love them. They love them. The political establishment in this city represents less than 3% of the population in terms of the politics of this area. They are outsiders. They hate everything. They hate themselves. They don't understand the first thing about capitalism or business, let alone patriotism and nation. But the average person, and I saw all the races coming in, whites, Hispanics, blacks, Asians, they were looking up with awe at these planes flying overhead. Everyone loved it. It was fantastic. Let alone the amount of money it generates in the economy. Are you kidding me? And you got this moron here, Avalos. Avalos, in any other society, the guy would be cleaning outhouses in a dog pond, in a dog kennel. Here he's a supervisor. You hear this? He tried to get rid of the Blue Angels. That's what we put up with this in this city. But the issue everyone wants to talk about is, of course, the Trump comments, as though they're more important than Hillary's actions. But okay, go ahead. Do what you want. Natalie on WDRC in Connecticut, you have the floor. Fire away, 30 seconds or less.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I was a two-time Obama voter, and you've really turned me on to Trump, and I really appreciate your sensitivity and your intelligence. But, you know, I really do think that Trump's comments about women are very hurtful. I think it's, you know, especially older women find that hurtful. And I think that he really has to genuinely stick to an apology and turn the page on that kind of behavior, because I don't think it's going to sit well with females, and I'd like to see him.
But Natalie, he did apologize. He didn't deny he said it. He apologized. He was chagrined by it, and he moved on to the issues that America should be talking about, not what Grandma wants us to be focusing on, which was a private conversation 11 years ago. He apologized for that. I don't understand. What more do you want him to do? We don't want to hear any more about this in the next debate, do you?
Not really. I just hope he really moves on from that kind of talk.
I think that if Trump sticks to economics, but he's not going to be able to with Mike Walachinsky and his son as the moderator, they're not going to be able to talk about the open borders. They're not going to be able to talk about Obama's crimes and misdemeanors. They're not going to be able to talk about the real issues that face Americans, like the economy, like the flood of immigrants that Obama and Hillary are bringing into this country. And that's what we need to be talking about, not about what Donald Trump said on a party bus 11 years ago. I'm sending you a copy of what? If you name it, you gain it. What's the name of my new bestseller?
Love Scorched Earth.
How do you know it's scorched earth? You know, CNN apprised, took the title. You know that many, many news organizations were saying yesterday it's going to be a scorched earth debate. Then today they woke up and they said it was a scorched earth debate. Believe me, they know what's on the bestseller list. You got a copy flying out to you, flying out the door. So the debate, who do you think won? Facebook, you know what the count is now from the one question? I put it up Friday. I don't know. When did Trump's thing got released? Friday night? Saturday? I don't remember. But I put this up on whatever, over the weekend. Can you still vote for him after the P-tape, I asked. A mature Christian woman, here is her answer, and she answered. Right now, there are 750,215 people who have been reached by this comment and question on the Dr. Michael Savage Facebook page. You hear this? This is the single largest response to any posting I have ever posted on my page. I want you to understand what a raw nerve this touched, and I've had some pretty good responses to things before. This is the biggest. You hear what I'm saying? The biggest, number one. So don't think that I'm overdoing it. This is amazing. And everybody wants to talk about this, and everyone is talking about it. If you care to join the conversation, go ahead by calling 855-407-282, 855-407-SAVAGE. And remember, and I've got to say it right here and right now, we have less than 30 days left until the election. Less than 3 weeks left to give scorched earth to an undecided. Deplorables, if you're listening to me, if you've been waiting, deplorables must act now. Let the people really read what is at stake here. Let them really see what the con man in the White House has actually done to the nation. As look, didn't you see what they did last night, Anderson Stupor and Martha Raciz? That's what they've been doing for almost 8 years now with Obama, sweeping his crimes and misdemeanors under the rug. I documented all of them. Not so much to point out what Obama has done, but because he has a woman waiting in the wings who will continue what he has done and then do it on steroids. You have less than 3 weeks to give scorched earth to an undecided. Deplorables, act now.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
I'm going to talk about the statement itself made by Mr. Trump in private several years ago before a Bush family member. Of course, you remember it was the Bushes who torpedoed him. It was, all the stations. This was the Bush family really angry that an outsider's come along and upset Fat Boy from becoming president. You know, just what we needed, a third Bush term. Wasn't bad enough, 12 years of them. They wanted another 8. So Trump knocked the Bush son out, so they did this to him. And I put this up on my Facebook on Saturday, and I got 750,000 people were reached. It is the number one story I have ever had a response to on the Michael Savage Facebook page. It's the hottest story there is. And what about what he said on those tapes themselves? Were the comments crude? Yes. But you know, to me, let me tell you, when I first heard the tapes, I got a little sick. Not because I haven't heard such statements before, but I haven't been a teenager for a very long time. I knew a guy like that. I didn't like him very much. But guys I know still say things like that into their 30s and 40s. I still hear it once in a while. I don't particularly find it very attractive or appealing. I think it's childish and immature. But that's not the point. compared to the corruption of Hillary Clinton. And when I say corruption, I mean the destruction of the Middle East through her Arab Spring policies. I mean the execution of Gaddafi when he warned us that if they killed him, Libya would descend into something along the lines of Somalia with warlords running the country. And that's exactly what happened. And she owns that. She owns those things. She caused the refugee crisis in Europe. Never forget that. So were the comments of Trump's crude? Yeah. But what I found was not only the comments you've made to me on the Facebook page, but there's a generational gap as to how offended people will be by these remarks. I was around people at Pinocchio restaurant, and I asked the young woman what she thought about those comments. I asked a young woman who was conservative. I asked a young woman who turns out to be extremely liberal, deeply in a Democrat machine. And I'll read you those in a minute. And then I asked a much older woman who was a Trump supporter, and her opinion was, that's the way guys talk. It's no big deal. So, my friends, you know, it depends upon your generation. And never mind the fact that this was a private conversation, was secretly recorded 11 years ago, and held on to all this time by the Bush family, only to be given to a biased reporter. My issue with this reporter and young people who are disgusted by what Donald Trump said is that these are the same people who consume a hip-hop culture that is misogynistic to the point where women are nothing but objects meant only for pleasure, or a pop music culture that allows the likes of a prostitute-looking Miley Cyrus to basically simulate sex on stage in front of teen and preteen girls. That doesn't seem to offend all these offended young Democrat women, or movie makers who constantly use filth, dirt, and violence to sell their celluloid, and who treat women and minorities, for that matter, as second-class citizens. These are the high and mighty who lecture us about what Trump said. Are you kidding me? And then another part that bothers me is all of these fake Republicans who ran away at the first sign of trouble. It shows you what they're worth, nothing. Instead of sticking with the one person that is the only chance of defeating the most evil machine that could ever take over the country, they stab Trump in the back like the cowards and Brutuses that they are. It seems that these spineless cowards could take a lesson from Trump and learn what it is to be a fighter for what you believe in, even if it's only believing in yourself. If ever you doubted when I call them names, why I do, why I reduce them to nothing but bugs, a bug has more dignity than Anderson Stupor. A bug, I was just on my bicycle, I saw a ladybug, I rode around it, I don't crush a bug. A ladybug has more dignity than Martha Ratchez. These are the lowest form of human life. They're lower than Salentarates, they're lower than worms. And they are the reason America's in such trouble. It's not the politicians, it's the rats in the media. It's the bugs in the media. It's the salenterates in the media that have let them rise to such levels. Could you believe that a man, a low life with such a low intelligence as Anderson Stupor, would have so much power? Would you believe there's nobody, Martha Ratchez, would dare pile on a candidate and think that the American people wouldn't look right through her? Now, what? So many different things are happening today. All the polls are saying Trump's finished. I don't believe it. I'll tell you why. I have never been polled in my life. I don't know anybody who's been polled. And most people who lean conservative don't answer telephone polls. They won't answer a pollster. That's number one. Secondly, when has NBC ever been accurate? When has NBC's poll ever been predictive? I don't believe any of it. I think we're going to have to wait till election day to see what happens rather than talking about it in advance. So that's number three, four, and five. Also, here's interesting. Scorched Earth. Yes, my book. CNN ran a headline that said the Scorched Earth debate. So don't for a minute assume that they don't know what's going on in this country. My book, Scorched Earth, is 3 weeks on the New York Times list. So even Anderson Stupor, Martha Ratchez, and the secret guy with the big eyeglasses with the curly hair from NYU who hates America because he grew up in a commie household, even that bum listens to this show, and he knows that I'm the voice of America, not Mr. Stupor. I mean, Anderson Stupor was always a low-life, empty shell, a nobody, a rich boy from a shady mother, a pretty boy with tight dungarees who got excited every time he saw somebody with a cell phone in their back pocket. He ran off with a bush jacket. Now you got this bum, Anderson Stupor, up there. All of a sudden, he found his macho. Finally, little Andy Stupor finds his macho, and he attacks Trump during the debate. I started to scream. I'd like to know what you do in your private, you dirtball, you. You filthy rat, you. I'd like to hear what you are screaming in the privacy of your home, you filthy bum. I wanted to throw something through that television when that little bum, that little stinker, Anderson Stupa, started in on Trump. What bothered me in the beginning was Trump looked like he was going to... He pulled a rope of dopa, I got to tell you. You know, during the last debate, I said to you that Hillary was no doubt trained by very skilled psychologists, probably CIA, FBI, DEA, you name it, psychologists trained how to hit Trump's trigger points. Remember we did that last week? She knew all of his trigger buttons, like father. It was right out of the Manchurian candidate. The minute she attacked his father, he took the bait, and she whipped him. Now, what happened here was very interesting. I thought in the beginning that because Anderson Stupa, who was one of the ugliest in the history of the media, and I say ugly in the sense of how low he is and thinks that people don't see him. He thinks he hides behind that sweet boy look with the fake glasses and we're supposed to think something high of him. He ought to run out of this country and never come back. He belongs in Libya. They ought to put him on the front lines in Libya walking over a minefield for what he did. Boy, if there was ever a time for a purge in this country, it's now. That's all I can say to you. And I'm using that word strongly. We got to purge the media of the filth like Anderson Stupa and Martha Ratjazz. I never saw anything like this. They were so nakedly using lines given to them by the Hillary Clinton campaign that it became nauseating. So the campaign itself failed yesterday. She was stopped in her tracks with one line. And we all saw it. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. We all saw what happened. It didn't matter that Anderson Stupa suddenly looked like a half a man for a minute. Suddenly, after being trained by the women around them, he suddenly came out. Did you stop with the tape? Do you still believe in molesting women? All of a sudden, Anderson Stupa. This guy is as clean as, you know, as the driven snow. You know, Anderson Stupa is clean and above the law. I mean, this man is like a church deacon. As you well know, in his private life, he probably never said anything dirty about another man's body. You know that. That's not how Anderson would be. Anderson's above that. So I'm sitting there like last night watching the debate with my family. And as it began, we watched Trump start slowly and allow points that Hillary and the moderator were making about his comments. They stood there. And I started to say, fight back, punch back, punch back. You're taking the body blows. And the whole family was furious. We said he's finished. He looked like a shadow of his former self. He looked timid. He looked beaten before he even took the stage. He was standing there beaten up. And his response to those questions initially and the comments from Clinton in the mama outfit. Notice she wore a wife mama outfit all of a sudden. To show that she's a mother. Did you catch that outfit change from Mao Zedong's wife? All of a sudden, she was like a mother from Pennsylvania who just baked a lemon meringue pie after coming from the bowling alley where she did a car wash. So all of a sudden, Trump looks meek. He looks nothing like the fighter we had seen during the primaries. So sensing blood in the water, the pylon begins with Hillary lying and taking shot after shot. Why Martha Ratjazz and Anderson Stupa play tag team partners on Trump. And that's when I realized we were watching a man who knows what the fight game is about. Trump knows boxing matches very well. He's hosted big boxing matches. He's been around these fighters. And he took advantage of a strategy one of the all-time greats used. Trump was basically using Ali's rope-a-dope strategy. Draw them in, let them punch themselves out, and then pounce on them. So when the pylon began with 3-1, Trump leapt. The big haymaker right out of the gates was the accusers of Bill Clinton and bringing them to sit in the audience and pointing out she called these women liars and had never apologized for destroying their reputations and their lives in public. And then it was calling for the special prosecutor over Hillary's email scandal and telling her she'd be in jail if he was president. That was the fulcrum of the entire debate. She said, it's a good thing that Donald Trump is not commander-in-chief or in charge of the country. He turns around and quietly says, yes, because you'd be in jail. That turned the entire debate. And at that point, Ratjazz and Stupa lost control because the audience went crazy supporting Donald Trump. He even called her the devil that Bernie Sanders sold out to. Hillary had been coached to smile when Donald came after her. Did you notice that? That's the part I don't like about it, that inhuman quality about that woman. She was boiling inside. She was enraged. She was frightened. She was angry, but she gave that sick, fixed smile. How can you live? How could you live through a number of years with that sick, fixed, fascist face of hers? But finally, when Donald came after her, Her smile was erased from her face, and the look on her face became one of disgust, anger, and I even saw fear. See, Trump was able to turn the tables away from what he said on those tapes and turn the spotlight on the corruption of Hillary Clinton and on media members trying to help her hide those things. And that brings us right back to Trump. We know what he is behind the scenes. Do we know what she is behind the scenes? She is the dirtiest politician in American history. Democrats hate her. They just hate Trump more, and they won't vote for a Republican. They know she's no good. They know she's a disaster. They make statements. You say you're going to vote for Hillary, say to them. They go like this with their hand under their neck, like I used to see in Brooklyn. Like this. Are you kidding me? A certain gesture. They know what she is. But the fact of the matter is, so now they released the dirty tape, the dirty tricks on him. My estimation, Bush family, torpedo, because Fat Boy, the fat son, didn't get the job. So they try to torpedo him. They're jealous through their DNA because they know they're going to lose their power if he wins. I could just imagine what she has to say on a bad morning. That's all. So don't tell me what he said is a big deal. What matters is not what he said. What matters is what Hillary did. And what Hillary did is destroy the world. Hillary destroyed the world. Never forget it. You could say forget Benghazi. It's only four dead people. Right. That's nothing. She was the one who carried the ball called the Arab Spring. I'll repeat it. Till I repeat it, till I repeat it, till you hear it. I wrote about it in Government Zero. I spend the whole chapter on it, which is why you must buy. Yes, you got to buy it to keep it on the list. Yes, before the election. I got everything going for this election. Scorched earth. She's the one who took this plan called Arab Spring, which was to bring democracy to these hellholes. Now, you know that you can't bring democracy to a hellhole because the people are not educated enough or evolved enough for democracy. They've lived in less than a medieval world for their entire life. They have nothing but religious war against each other. They don't even know what the modern world is. You're going to bring them George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson? They don't know what you're talking about. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
We have a very divided nation. You look at Charlotte, you look at Baltimore, you look at the violence that's taking place in the inner cities, Chicago, you take a look at Washington, D.C. We have a increase in murder within our cities, the biggest in 45 years. We have a divided nation because people like her, and believe me, she has tremendous hate in her heart. And when she said deplorables, she meant it. And when she said irredeemable, they're irredeemable. You didn't mention that. But when she said they're irredeemable, to me that might have been even worse. She's got tremendous hatred. And this country cannot take another 4 years of Barack Obama. And that's what you're getting with her.
He made a lot of great points. And I'm sure most of you heard them on the Savage Nation. Many of you didn't hear it. Excuse me, something in my throat right now from listening to Donald Trump sniff. I'm starting to think the sniffing maybe is listening to the show too many years now because he sounds like me. I didn't know where the sniff was coming from. I got something caught in my throat. You'll have to forgive me. I may have to go to tape. Ron, line one, go ahead, please.
Did I lose you?
I had to get a glass of water. I guess the hawk brought me something that gave me a little
problem.
Throat problem. Thanks for enjoying the show. No, something really did happen. Probably something that I ate during the show. You should never eat during a radio show. You shouldn't. I should. If you ever do radio, don't eat during a radio show. But I eat during a radio show. I ate something that caused an allergic reaction. Maybe Hillary Clinton poisoned the salmon. I don't know. Could be Anderson Cooper sent me a present of smoked salmon during the break. I have no idea. KSFO, Josh, line six. Go ahead, please.
Colin to ask, and by the way, a huge fan. I've been here in the Bay Area for 2 years now from Atlanta, and I've loved every second I've gotten to hear your show. Quick question for friends that are undecided. What book of yours would you recommend us to buy and give them, Scorched Earth or Government Zero or both?
No, it has to be scorched earth, because the entire book is about the choice between... It's called Life Under Trump, Death Under Clinton. It's the opening chapter. It's page 23, really. Life Under Trump, Death Under Clinton. The next piece is Hillary Clinton, Crime and No Punishment. And I spell out the crimes and misdemeanors. And I'm sending you scorched earth, but you should buy one for your friends who are not really knowledgeable. The fact of the matter is, it's down to the wire. And what I just said to you is very important, because people don't really know what's at stake. They think it's just between a nicer, I could say a woman they don't really like and a guy who's a sexist pig. That's what it's come down to. Because Solenta, it's like Anderson Stupor and Martha Ratjazz have painted faulty pictures of both candidates. Thanks for listening.